Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Iran has sent ballistic missiles and dozens of drones into Israel in response to overnight Israeli airstrikes designed to destroy Iran's nuclear weapons program. House Speaker Mike Johnson spent 5 hours with President Trump in the White House Situation Room as the Israeli airstrikes unfolded Thursday night. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Speaker Johnson declared Israel had no choice but to act.
Israel was backed into a corner, felt as though it had to act to defend its own existence. Iran was very close to actually obtaining, building their own nuclear arsenal, and something had to be done. So personally, I fully support, of course, Israel. I think our nation does as well. We understand they must do what they must do, and we'll see what happens next.
Speaker Johnson's full This Week on Capitol Hill interview will be broadcast beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Iran attacked the city of Tel Aviv with ballistic missiles this evening. Correspondent Sam Mednick reports near Tel Aviv after further waves of Iranian missiles wounded dozens of people.
This is Ramat Gan. It's a suburb of Tel Aviv that was just hit really hard by missiles that came from Iran. Behind me here, this area is cordoned off. This balcony up here, we were just told that we needed to get out of the way because first responders were worried that it was going to fall. There is a house completely... The entire front is ripped off, and we're told that there are 15 people about who are trapped underneath the house right now. First responders are trying to get them out. They went into the safe room when the missiles came.
In the second round of attacks, sirens and a round of explosions, possibly from Israeli interceptors, could be heard booming in the sky over Jerusalem. This is SRN News. The Satanic Temple is opening another abortion center.
It will be located in Maine, and it will dispense abortion pills to women in states where the procedure is banned. The Satanic Temple calls abortion a, quote, religious ritual, and is vowed to promote it in all 50 states, especially the pro-life ones. It has already opened clinics in New Mexico and Virginia. Statistics show that a majority of the abortions that take place in this country now are carried out by the use of abortifacient drugs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Southern Baptist delegates at their annual meeting overwhelmingly endorsed banning same-sex marriage, including a call for a reversal of the Supreme Court's legalizing it nationwide. The SBC resolution says American lawmakers have a duty to pass bills that reflect the truth of creation and natural law about marriage, sex, human life, and family, and to oppose laws contradicting what God has made plain through nature and Scripture. This is SRN News. Consumer sentiment increased in June for the first time in 6 months.
It's the latest sign that Americans' view of the economy has improved as inflation has stayed tame and the Trump administration has reached a truce in its trade fight with China. The preliminary reading of the University of Michigan's closely watched consumer sentiment index jumped 16% to 60.5. The large increase followed steady drops that left the preliminary number last month at the second lowest level in the nearly 75-year history of the survey. John Scott reporting.
A federal judge in Baltimore has blocked the terminations of three Democratic members of the Consumer Product Safety Commission after they were fired by President Trump. A ruling issued Friday said the commissioners can resume their duties because their dismissals were unlawful. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.